Athabasca. For 11 years, the Athabasca Mentorship Program has been providing solid guidance and a good influences for students in grades 3 and 4, and while 2022 has been a good year, they still need more mentors to sign up. The Athabasca Mentorship Program began in April 2000 with the formation of the Mentorship Committee, after the Big Brother, Big Sister program disbanded and the actual program began in April 2001. The first year of the program we had 5 mentors, we have had up to 32 mentors in a year, pre-COVID, and this year we had 25 mentors, said Nadine Weiselke, Northern Lakes Family Resource Network Hub Coordinator, at the June 10 Seniors Symposium. In Athabasca we have usually around 70 to 80 grade 3 and 4 students applying, asking to have a mentor, so less than half the kids that want mentors get a mentor each year. Weiselke reached out to the seniors present noting they have something special they can share. They may not have a grandparent figure in their lives, she said. They may only see their parents or guardians and teachers for adults in their lives. You can be an older, wiser addition to their lives. It was something Sheldon Shope wanted to pay forward, recognizing the mentorship he had in his life. I'm paying it forward because it's been paid forward to me from previous individuals in my life, so I would say if you have the opportunity to give back in just the smallest ways and just to talk with them and play a game, color, do it, he said at the June 10 wind-up lunch at Landing Trail Intermediate School. It's only 45 minutes one day a week. Shope was matched with grade 4 student Isaiah Bouchier, 10, who was hesitant at first but then looked forward to Shope showing up. We had an amazing time, said Shope. We learned a lot about each other. At first, we were a bit shy, but the second or third time it was, hey, how are you? And there were hugs when we came in the door. This was Shope's first time acting as a mentor, but it was the fourth time for Beverly Webb, who was matched with grade 4 student Brinley Haru, 9. I thought it would be fun, Webb said. I like to help children out. Every week Webb and Haru did various crafts, baking, or playing games, and she will sign up again as a mentor. It is a weekly commitment with mentors arriving at the school at lunchtime for 45 minutes, then they eat their own lunch before choosing what to do in the remaining time, and it can range from shooting hoops to reading a book to baking cookies. It was a ton of fun. Just seeing Isaiah smile and laugh made my day, Shope said. If I was having a rough morning, I come here on a Thursday, and all my worries would be left at the door. Weiselke also noted it was mood booster. Most mentors have reported that they can be feeling down, busy or overwhelmed before going to see their mentee, and they feel so much better after spending just 1 hour hanging out with them, she said. And it's also good for staying young. It helps keep your body and your mind active, whether you're running around in the gym or playing a board game. You're doing things that are beneficial for your mind and body, said Weiselke. Hanging out with young people helps make you feel young. It feels amazing to just let go and act like a kid. You have permission to just be silly. Mentors can put their name forward now with the Northern Lakes Family Resource Network at the Athabasca FCSS office, and students in grades 3 and 4 will apply in September. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca.